Hey everybody,
this is Y'all Heard,
a podcast where me, Marissa Phillips,
and me, Pete Phillips,
and we're not related.
And this is a show for curious people who want to hear about a variety of topics out there in the world, from
food
to fetishes,
celebrities
to unsung heroes, from things you think you know to
things you didn't know you needed to know. How are you, Pete?
I'm okay.
You okay?
I'm very scattered, which doesn't sound new to anybody who's listening,
yeah,
I'm sure.
No.
But
on both sides, not just yours, of course. That's what people come to us expecting and yearning for.
But I also don't know how that might affect the show.
Okay. Well.
Simply because my mom is having a knee replacement, and I get to go home and hang out with her to make sure she doesn't fall over and stuff like that. So
that's good.
I don't know when I'm going to be able to record a podcast again.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
That I did not think
communicate
about
to me prior to us starting to record.
Yeah.
But you know what? I understand.
I figured you wouldn't mind.
No, that's okay. I'm totally fine with that. I'm just like, you got to take care of what you got to take care of. Okay, but you're okay, more or less?
I think so. Yeah, okay. just you're going to have to save this conversation.
How am I? I mean, I'm fine. Multiple things just happening in my life. One, if you've been following my my fascinating flag journey, I currently still have my Halloween American flag up. And I was just going to keep it up till my husband says it makes him feel uncomfortable. But Pete sent us a Christmas American flag, which has green and red stripes, and Santa's face, his big fat face, is in the section where the stars would be, and I found it very funny. I think it looks possibly more egregious than the Halloween one somehow. So I will definitely put that one up. So thank you for that, Pete.
Yeah. I guess bright isn't the right word, but is it very saturated,
yes,
like color wise?
Oh, okay. Very saturated.
I thought, this is probably just what it looks like online, but when you get it, it's probably not so loud.
No, it's like a weirdly jarring flag, and I was saying it in a good way. I showed my mother, and she said, LOL, I guess you're not a patriot, and then made me laugh out loud.
I'm a patriot to Santa.
Yeah. And yesterday I watched the Miss Universe pageant, which I can't believe it still exists. But
yeah, you're like one of the 25 people who watched it.
So I wasn't seeking it out, but then my family group chat was like, anyone watching Miss Universe? And I was like, no. And then my husband was like, let's turn it on. And then we discovered, I don't know if you knew this, it's only on the Spanish channel. It's not on any American channels, which I think should show you how popular it is. You need to have Telemundo, which you need to pay for in order to watch. Oh, I'm sorry. Or you could get Tubi, which is free. But, yeah, you cannot watch Miss Universe on any, like, regular cable stations. You have to either have Tubi or Telemundo. And, boy, was that a dumb show, which, duh, of course. But, like, I thought maybe, like, society would have pushed them to make it seem less horrible. But
no, it's the
exact same spot it used to be. So that's interesting. So there will be like interstitials where they try to make it seem like it's full of substance. So like there's a candidate with vitiligo who didn't make it anywhere to the finals, of course. Not of course, she's lovely, but I'm just saying of course because it's a fucking ridiculous show where nothing of substance matters.
At least on reality shows, when they do something like that, they, like, make sure that person gets through so you care about them a little.
Yeah. No, they haven't even come that far as the show. But they'll have interstitials for, like, the candidate with vitiligo. We'll talk about, like, the troubles and obstacles she faced as a child. But then there will be the next interstitial. Will just be them in swimsuits jumping or something. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Sounds, so,
yeah.
So I'm okay despite that. So yeah, let's do an icebreaker.
I'm going to do a nose blow first.
Oh, also, I will just say, while he's blowing his nose, my family, my husband and my family will be coming for Thanksgiving, and my husband's father will be making all the meats. And as far as I know, no one is making side dishes, so I assume that is on me. If you have any very incredibly easy side dish ideas that I could make way ahead, because all the parents will be in the kitchen and that scares me and I don't want to be sharing the kitchen with them, call us at 570-PODWAD1 or text us. So far I have pasta salad, but I don't think anyone's going to be happy with us just eating pasta salad.
And they're going to be in the kitchen?
Yeah, so at most I could have something that I need to heat up slightly, but like, I would like to not even have to heat something up if possible, or use the microwave, because they will all be like using the oven for like extravagant meats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't want to be like, hey, I need room for my fucking noodles.
I'm a little nervous about this being hosted at your house.
I mean, you know I've had to do this before, right? And it's incredibly overwhelming, and everyone's like,
I'm worried about it being at your house.
Oh,
with the things you've experienced in your house so far.
Yeah. I mean, the big concern is if someone stays over my house, because last time my parents stayed over my house, the plumbing, I don't know if I told you, like, the plumbing didn't back up fully when they were here, but there were signs, and they didn't tell us till after the fact, like, oh, actually, this was happening, but we didn't know to tell you. But I don't know that anyone's staying over. So I think... Well, oh, did I tell you? I'm sorry. This is about how I am. My landlords redid our plumbing, so I thought. Did I tell you, Pete, that they only redid half of our plumbing, but we didn't know that until a few days after? That explains
why it was so fast.
Yeah, so the downstairs plumbing where people stay over, which is a big concern, that's fixed. But our regular everyday toilet and bathtub could back up at any minute. So, yeah, actually, you're right. I should be concerned that we're hosting Thanksgiving at my house. Thank you for making me realize.
Sorry, but you're welcome.
Okay, let's do an icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
If you could have... I'm going to have to give you time to think about this, and me too. So don't worry if we have some silence at the beginning. I'll cut it out.
Okay.
If you could have any superhero... attend your family Thanksgiving, who would it be? And of course, why?
Oh, wow. Okay. So wait, you don't have an answer, right?
I have a who, but I don't have a why, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. I have two possible answers. My initial is Rogue, just because she seems fun. That's it. She just seems fun, and I would like her in my house at any outing. But I don't, like, have a strong reason, then I want to change it to Professor X. Because if my Thanksgiving is becoming incredibly stressful or it's not going well, he could just alter everyone's mind so that it's going great. And he could make me calm. Because he can, you know, basically fuck with everyone's mind. Honestly, my mind would probably need the most fucking. I would like a superhero who could make me calm through the madness.
I like that.
Yeah. And Jean Grey is so fucking annoying. So, of course, I'm going Professor X, not Jean Grey. Sorry, I needed to clarify.
Oh, you know what? I hate reading comics with Rogue in them.
Why?
And Gambit. I'm like, I get that they have accents. Just stop writing the words like they have accents. I understand they have accents.
Oh, man. Yeah. Ooh. I can't even imagine.
Sugar? I'm like, do I have to read that again?
Yeah, but then what if you read it like, hey, sugar? So they're stopping people who would read it
like
that.
Yeah, but that's a little different than all of the accents on all of the words.
Speaking of, I heard that Deadpool is now on Disney+, so I can finally... see Channing Tatum as Gambit, which I've just been anxiously waiting for.
Still doesn't seem right to me. But I think I would have...
But you know, he can naturally... He's from that area, so he could channel the accent. That's why they did it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
He's too thick, though.
He's from... He's so far Cajun that he may as well be French.
Yeah, that's true. You're just going to go by that I called him too thick to be Abbott? That doesn't affect you?
Oh, no. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. But I'm sorry. I interrupted. Go ahead.
So the first person that comes to mind for some reason is Luke Cage. But him, too, is just kind of like, he seems like he'd be a fine guy to have over.
I'm sorry, and I should really know because I read comics and I like Marvel movies, but I get confused. Is that the Samuel L. Jackson guy?
No.
Because I will say, I do read comics. I don't read fucking Luke Cage comics, so I don't know who this is.
Ouch.
Sorry.
That is Nick Fury.
Oh, who the fuck is Luke Cage?
Luke Cage had a TV show on Netflix, you might recall.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
He's just got indestructible skin, that's all.
Wow, I know this name. No clue what this is. So why do you want him there?
Just because he seems like he'd be a fun guy to hang around with.
Okay, I'm going to have to Google him while you're talking. Sorry.
But for practical purposes, I think I'm going to need somebody. I don't want to have Superman over, and I don't want to have Pyro over.
Superman fucking sucks. Oh, I know who Luke Cage is. You just should have told me. Oh, I don't know his name. Okay. I know that. Wait. Why would you even consider Superman? Why would you want Superman in any facet of your life? He sucks.
Can you help me think of somebody then who would be able to heat up dishes?
Oh.
Because I don't want Cyclops over.
Oh, what's the fucking guy? Ooh, did you watch the X-Men cartoon, the latest one?
No.
Oh, God, what is the guy who... Okay. How about...
And I don't want a human torch.
No, Jubilee, that's a little too out of control, the way she makes things spark and shit. How about Pyro?
No.
Okay.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah, but, okay, Marvel character with heat power. Wait, can't... No, I'm sorry, that makes no sense. Yeah, oh, Storm can just... How about Firestar? He can manipulate microwave radiation and create heat and flames?
But I don't even know who that is. You know what? I'm going to scam the system and invite over Supergirl.
Okay. I wouldn't invite anyone from DC, except for maybe Zatanna.
Supergirl, she can come over, she can keep the foods hot. Which seems very utilitarian, I'm sorry, but she's going to be a utility.
maybe that's what I was looking for. I was asking you guys for a way that I could have foods that I don't need to use the oven. Maybe I just need someone to keep my foods hot, too. Maybe Professor X could just convince everyone, manipulate their minds to make them think the foods I made are still hot.
I think, too, depending on which, if you, read the history, depending on which Supergirl comes over, she's got a pretty interesting story.
Okay, I don't read DC Comics except for one Wonder Woman comic, so I don't know.
All right.
So I'll just take your word for it.
Speaking of comics...
I'm sorry, I just went out of my way to be like, I read comics, I don't know who anyone is, so I look like I'm fucking full of shit. I read X-Men comics, select in the past, not anymore. Archie comics, and indie comics, and I watch X-Men cartoons. If it's not in the cartoons or the specific 80s and 90s comics, I don't know what the fuck it is. Continue. Yeah,
I understand. I guess then this is a silly question, but Marissa, have you heard of Damage Control in the Marvel Universe?
No.
It's an organization, not a superhero.
No.
It's this fun little concept about the company that comes in and cleans up and rebuilds.
Oh, I have heard. Didn't they try to make a show about this one?
They talked about it, but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know where it would have landed. And apparently everybody hated She-Hulk. And that seemed like it was going to be the closest. So
I just got to say, guys, I fucking love She-Hulk. Yeah. And I hate all of you. Anyway, so yeah, I'm vaguely familiar with Damage Control.
Well, that's the answer of what happens. Now, Marissa, put your DC hate away, okay?
Okay.
That's what happens in the Marvel Universe. But what happens when something mechanical goes wrong at the Hall of Justice in the DC Universe?
Everybody turns, just looks away.
The Dark Knight, Batman.
Yeah.
He's not going to change his own oil in the Batmobile, is he?
No, he makes Alfred do it.
And Wonder Woman, what about her? Like, if something goes wrong with the invisible jet, who's she going to call?
Ooh, I don't know.
And just the general alarm system of the Hall of Justice, you know, who's going to charge of keeping that up to snuff?
Ooh, I hope you have an answer.
That's the technician.
That's an actual person in the comics?
The technician debuted in 2012 when fans who attended the sold-out New York Comic Con saw the first ever printed comic book crossover between DC Entertainment and Craftsman, which was titled The Craftsman Bolt-On System Saves the Justice League.
I'm sorry. Like tools?
Yeah.
Why would anyone want to see that crossover?
You have to assume that Craftsman paid DC for this gig.
Of course. What, do you think DC paid Craftsman?
As bad as any publishing industry is, I think that publishing still has perhaps a leg up on power tools. Quote, it was a lot of fun trying to figure out what the idealized version of a Craftsman technician would be, said Hank Canals, senior VP of digital DC Entertainment.
That's fine that this crossover happened, but I can't believe they unveiled it at fucking, you said at fucking San Diego Comic-Con?
Like New the York biggest... Comic-Con.
Oh, okay. That's at least slightly better.
One of the coolest things is that he has to wear safety goggles when he uses the bolt-on. Wearing safety gear is important, and it's another interesting takeaway that readers can learn from reading the new comic.
What a loser.
So today, we are going to take a look at comic book and brand crossovers.
Wow, I like this. This sounds horrible.
We're not going to hit on all of them, but we are going to hear about some of my favorites that I've picked up over the last couple of years.
You didn't happen to, I don't expect you to, so I don't fault you for not having this. You don't have any info about people's responses to this crossover, do you?
I mean, you pretty much nailed it.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what we're not talking about is 2016's Action Comics number 959, where Superman is fighting Doomsday over the course of a few pages. And then the story diverts for a few pages when Batman pulls out a Snickers bar and tells Doomsday, "You get really cranky when you're hungry."
Oh my gosh.
Which was an ad that was inserted into the comic, except it was confusing for people because Superman was fighting Doomsday in that comic.
Okay. I love ads in a comic. I think that's actually funny, but yeah, you can't make it so close to the plot.
I would have also not said you get cranky. I would say, like, you're a drama queen. No, I'm talking about original-ish characters like the Technician. In a book that has seamless product integration, featuring lines like, "If I didn't have the impact driver attachment, I'd be screwed," which is, I don't know if it's a pun or not. it gets things done faster with 2 times the torque of a regular drill.
Who said that?
These are all lines from the Technician.
God.
"The hammer drill attachment will help me disable this door and get into the control breaker room."
Okay.
"Boy, I love how this tool allows me to work in these tight spaces." And finally, "It was my Craftsman bolt-on tool system that saved the day."
Who's he talking to? Himself?
In that last one, for most of those, yeah, he's talking to himself.
Wow, that's a horribly written comic.
But in that one, in the last one,
was it made in the fucking 1970s? Like, I don't know, this sounds like weird.
in the last one, he was talking to the Justice League. I think Superman specifically.
They look at the camera like it's a fucking office drama. Like, they're like, what?
But no, Marissa, it's from 2012.
Yeah, that's wild. Was DC Comics on the verge of bankruptcy in 2012?
Who isn't?
Yeah, okay.
At any time.
Yeah, that's true.
So, instead, next, we're going to talk about Captain Citrus.
Ooh, that's rough. They're not all DC, right? I want them to all be.
Because Captain and Citrus, they don't start... They start with the same letter, not with the same sound. And that's important.
Yeah.
Captain Citrus was once a big orange with a cape that was drinking orange juice. So essentially, he's an orange vampire.
Okay.
He was the mascot for the Florida Department of Citrus. But in 2014, he was redesigned into a human, and the Florida Department of Citrus paid Marvel Comics $1 million to create the new character in hopes of bolstering orange juice's reputation as a healthy and wholesome drink.
Okay, of course this makes no sense, but I really was hoping he was just going to be the orange in a cape and guest star in a Vampirella comic. I'm really sad that's not what you told me.
I'm interested in your alternative takes for all of these.
Okay.
Captain Citrus was born and raised as John Polk, not Pulp, which I thought would be funny. Polk. Yeah.
Why not like just double president. Down on him being an idiot? Like,
he is the son of citrus growers. He is faced with a dilemma to fight an evil entity called the Leader alongside other superheroes, or to join the Leader. You know, I mean, what? We know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
This dude, though, he fights with the Avengers.
Holy shit. Like Iron in one Man, comic or multiple?
Multiple.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
When Iron was Man, this again?
This was 2014.
Holy shit, that is way too current.
Mm-hmm. Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow, and Captain America all actually need this guy's help. And it's not because there's like an orange like villain or anything like that. They need this guy's help because he produces so much energy.
I just want to make this clear that like this could all work and not be out of control if these were all in like what if comics. Like that's the only way I would accept this. Like okay. Like, but the fact that this isn't a real comic makes me want to die. Or like, you know, like some sort of alternate universe bullshit. But if this isn't like regular canon, I want to die.
That's a good question. That's a good question. I didn't really think about that. I just assumed they all were.
Yeah, no, I'm assuming they are too, which is why they're horrible.
So he goes in and he takes down this big machine that was called the Mental Manipulator, and he dies in the process. Can you believe
good.
It?
I'm glad he should.
The Leader is defeated. But as Captain Citrus lay on the ground, vines and roots and the sun bring him back to life.
Boo!
Issue 2 is where we get his origin story, which I like. I would rather the origin story come second. When, on a bright sunny day, lightning strikes an orange tree and these solar pods that quote-unquote fell out of the sky appear. And he touches one of them and they sort of bond to him.
Okay.
A villain named Blizzard is planning to freeze the grove, the orange grove, ruin the crops, and force Captain Citrus's family to sell their land to his boss, who is none other than Kang the Conqueror, who, of course, wants to rule the world.
And all he wants is... Wait, I'm sorry. I might have got confused. Kang the Conqueror wants his orange groves?
Yeah, for a guy named Kang the Conqueror, you don't think he's going to go about it, like, with business savvy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, if Blizzard was planning to freeze the grove, ruin the crops, and force Captain Citrus to sell his family to sell their land to Donald Trump, that would make sense to me.
Yeah.
But I like to think that Kang the Conqueror might have some more going on for him.
Yeah, I know.
Because the world's pretty big. If you go one orange grove at a time, this is going to take a lot of time. Anyway, this comic features lines like, if you're not going to eat breakfast, at least drink your orange juice.
What the fuck, man?
What a day. I met the Avengers, fought one of their worst foes, and helped save the world. And just think, it all started with a glass of orange juice.
What a loser.
I'm honored they chose Captain Citrus to speak at the summit on pediatric nutrition, which is like an accolade that he gets towards the end of the comic. And then there's a point where Iron Man says, hey, any of that OJ left?
Holy shit.
So the Department of Citrus worked with Marvel Custom Solutions, which is a...
They only paid $1 million for this?
Yeah.
That's not enough.
I mean, for 3 issues, it's not so bad.
1 issue. That's all I will allow for $1 million. They should pay $1 million per issue.
Most of these are also heavily digital released, but they were all printed.
Okay.
The Department of Citrus worked with Marvel Custom Solutions, which is a division of Marvel that works to create brands for campaigns. Often, Marvel will create new comic books to include a product. Like, Iron Man starred in a comic book in 2013 created for Florida Blue Insurance Company.
Yeah, but that's not like something that's actually sold at a comic store, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much a promotional giveaway, yeah.
Okay.
Other times, the Marvel custom designers will work with real-life people, such as athletes, to remake them with a superhero image.
God.
I can't remember.
These people don't even read comic books. Like, I bet these are just ad execs. Like, fuck that division. Fuck it.
No. Bill Roseman, the creative director of Marvel Comics, said that this is the first time Marvel has worked to transform an existing character, the orange with a cape, into a full-fledged comic superhero. People don't drink OJ because they have to. People drink OJ because it's fun, said Department of Citrus spokesman David Steele.
I mean, that's maybe pushing it a little bit.
People drink orange juice because it's in mimosas. And, of course, they wanted to reflect that in their comic. Now, Marvel Custom Solutions was at it for quite a while. They brought together such heroes and brands as Black Panther and Lexus, newer Avengers and Western Union. Newer Avengers being Falcon and Ms. Marvel, Thor and Harley Davidson, Ant-Man and Wasp and Synchrony Bank, who sponsors all of the credit cards you have in your wallet that have the highest interest rate. Classic Avengers with Siemens Technology, which is like a tech company.
Okay.
Black Panther and Shuri. Suri?
What's that?
His sister?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Suri?
Honestly, I don't know.
Black Panther and Suri and Visa. And, of course, the X-Men and apparel brand Kith. Oh. And don't worry, there's also Spider-Man and Good Knights, which are diapers for kids.
How the fuck did that make... What? How?
I didn't get to read that one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All I know is that... Anyway.
Oh, God, this is rough.
We're not talking about any of those today, though. In fact, in 2017, Marvel Custom Solutions was absorbed into a larger Disney department called Global Partnerships. But the work continues. Snickers partnered with DC for a full-length story in 2016 called Hunger Scare. In the book, the Scarecrow gasses the Metropolis Comic-Con with Hunger Haze, a gas that makes everybody hungry. But Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman were walking around freely at the Comic-Con because everybody's dressed up in costumes so they could blend in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when he's caught and confronted, the Scarecrow says there is no antidote for the Hunger Haze, because nothing will satisfy their hunger.
Oh, God, I hate this so much.
A woman who's dressed like Lady Flash saves the day when she accidentally knocks over a Snickers stand and one of the zombies eats the candy. When he is back to normal, he says, sorry, I was just so hungry.
Okay, continue.
Claritin was an early adopter back in 1999 when Poison Ivy made Robin and Batgirl's seasonal allergies flare up.
Wait, I'm sorry. I need to backtrack. These that you're telling me are promotional comics, not in the stores comics, right?
It's kind of a mix, but yeah. These two are promotional comics, yeah.
Because if I fucking, I gotta get the new Avengers, and I opened it up, and it was a whole Snickers plot, I would light the comic book on fire.
That's a very good point. None of these are included in, a regular
Okay. That run. Would be fucking insane. Okay.
Yeah. So Poison Ivy makes Robin and Batgirl's seasonal allergies flare up, and Batman benches Robin because he's been proven unreliable in the field.
He said that? I imagined him. I'm not even joking. I was like, huh? For the moment until you finished that sentence, I thought you meant he was bench pressing.
No, he does that on a normal day.
Okay.
Anyway, Robin gets a prescription for Claritin with Guardian Alfred in tow. Of course, that's very important. The issue doesn't explicitly mention Claritin by name, but it said on the front that it was sponsored by Claritin. I assume that it didn't mention the product by name because Claritin for kids at the time was a prescription, and selling prescription drugs to kids doesn't really look great.
Okay.
Now, we all know that Colonel Sanders is a character in his own right.
Yeah.
So when he finds himself coming face to face with an evil colonel, dressed in black, of course, he doesn't even need Flash or Green Lantern to help, but they do. Okay. Evil Colonel's Easy Fried Chicken was bringing in money, but it was a far inferior product that was tainting the real Colonel's image. The final fight includes the evil Colonel using a nugget gun and a pink slime ray to battle the real Colonel, but of course it doesn't work, and he is toppled, as well as the underling, I guess, low level villains that who were working with him.
I will say I would read that.
But in the end, the Colonel is charitable enough to give jobs to those low level villains, and they become employees at KFC.
Again, as someone who happily watched the KFC film A Recipe for Seduction, happily would read this comic book.
Yeah. If that's not enough multiverse for you, though, the Colonel returns to battle his evil counterpart and meets many other versions of himself along the way in the second collaboration. I believe this was 2015, 16, and 17.
Crazy.
He meets a female colonel, a detective colonel, a Kryptonian colonel, a chicken colonel, which is just what?
Yeah.
A younger colonel, a bizarro colonel, and more. That's right, I said more. They end up, of course, saving the world with hard work and customer service, just like you'd get at KFC.
Okay.
In the third collaboration, things go a little too far for me, as the Colonel says that the universe's hunger is keeping him up at night, so he shoots KFC zingers into space. But when the capsules holding...
I'm sorry, I'm very hungry.
But when the capsules holding the zingers reach their destination, they're all empty because someone has been stealing them in transit. It's Larfleeze, who has the power of the orange ring or orange lantern. What? The Colonel tells him that he doesn't have to steal zingers. He could just open up his own branch of KFC, which he does after a very violent fight.
This is a little stupid.
But what I hate about this issue is the Colonel says that the universe's hunger is keeping him up at night, like he's not connected with Earth. Maybe instead of shooting your zingers out to space, you can shoot them over to hungry people. But none of these compare to my two favorites, okay? First is the Blue Bounder, who appeared with the Avengers on the cover of his book, but not in the book itself. In the book itself, he's flying solo. Okay. This is a 2024 Marvel collaboration with the Dairy Farmers of America.
Oh, wow.
Wyatt Hobart was a self-described ordinary teen who recently had been downing gallons of milk.
That's gross.
One day at track practice, while Wyatt was taking a drink break with a bottle of milk, which sounds gross at track practice because you know that's outside in the sun.
Yeah.
A bolt of something came from space and zapped him while he was drinking the milk. Immediately, he was able to run like the wind, not to mention jump or bound. Mm. The next day, he started doing local heroic things left and right. And then later, he skips class to fight a lady who's throwing green frisbees or something. I don't really know what her deal was. And I love this comic because it's the zap from space that gives him powers. But since he was drinking milk when he got zapped, he seems to believe that the milk is the source of his power. Cool. So he drinks it constantly. That's and his parents are very suspicious that he keeps drinking milk all the time.
Wait, what? This sounds weird.
It is weird.
Okay.
They're like, his parents are like sitting on the couch and they look at one another and they go like, there's something going on with him.
No one, like, it can't be that good to drink that much milk.
No. At a certain point, it's not good to drink that much milk. Your gastro system will make it keenly aware.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, my favorite group is named the Unbeatables, a group of powered individuals who made their debut in 2017. I want you to know that I'm not making fun of anybody in the next segment here.
Uh-oh.
Luminaria is a caregiver who is down to her core. Wait. Luminaria is one of the members of the Unbeatables. She is a caregiver down to her core. She is able to project a wide range aura that soothes emotional turmoil, panic, anger, or aggression. So she'd be good to come to your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay.
As a nurse who helps people with IBD, she knows the struggle, and she keeps the team on an even keel.
What's IBD?
Irritable bowel disease.
Oh, okay.
Rubble Rouser. You don't want to be in this guy's way. Rubble Rouser can project concussive bursts of pressure that can crumble concrete and propel him into the air. Occasionally hot-headed, his brother's Crohn's disease.
Oh, God.
His brother has Crohn's disease.
Oh.
So he knows what it's like to support a loved one.
Wow. This one's cool.
Samarium may have the toughest exterior of the group, thanks to an endothermic armor coating his skin that gives him strength, speed, and magnetic power. He loves a good joke, and although he also has ulcerative colitis...
Wow, this is really dumb.
He pushes himself to the limit.
Okay.
Datawave is always online. She is cybernetically connected to the internet, powering her electrical empathy and deep data analysis. Recently, she was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, and she fights to maintain her positive outlook on the world.
Guys, I have severe stomach issues, and I am not connecting with this.
Switchback is the leader. He can generate temporal shifts that enable him to project duplicates of himself. He has lived with Crohn's disease for a long time.
Hmm.
Although we don't know how long.
Okay.
Which makes him a mentor to the group and a leader of the team. Together, this squad has come to stop evil industrialist Technonaut from using alien nanite technology to control and harm others. It should be no surprise, of course, though, that they win. What is a surprise is that this was written by Fabian Nesiaza. Does that ring a bell for you at all, Marissa?
No.
I know you actually pay attention to writers and artists and stuff.
Yeah.
This is the guy who created Deadpool, and he led several X titles at their peak in the 90s.
Okay.
So this is a guy who created Deadpool and also created a team of superheroes who are afflicted with irritable bowel disease.
Not his finest moment, but I guess you do what you gotta do for a paycheck. Can't fault him there.
Marvel had been working with Takeda Pharmaceuticals for a while to develop content that would help expand the IBD community and provide access points for the community to create entertainment that they could relate to and understand.
because again, I have severe stomach problems. I don't want this.
Apparently, yeah, IBD prevents you from relating to or understanding most entertainment, and so you need to have custom entertainment made for you.
Yeah, like, that doesn't help me. What am I? Oh, man, this superhero has gastroparesis. Oh, I feel real great.
Like, would that help you from, like, a representation angle? I can't think that it, like...
No. I mean, no.
I guess it becomes where is the line, right? Because if you have superheroes who are your ethnicity, then you're probably like, yeah, nice. That's awesome. I like having this representation.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If you're a tubby guy like me and you see a fat superhero, you're probably like, cool. As long as you don't make it like the fat is the power. Like Blob.
Yeah.
But I guess, yeah. Like, what level does it go down to?
Maybe if you have, like, I don't know. That. Maybe I'm missing something, but again,
if Superman has all the powers in the world, but he happens to be allergic to peanuts, does that do something for people who have peanut allergies?
You know what, though? I would even say that if Wonder Woman happened to have gastroparesis, I would find that more interesting than an entire team built around. Like, it's like too heavy-handed is my point. Like, yeah. I actually think that is maybe kind of cool when you frame it that way, but also, like, I don't care. But, like, yeah, if you frame it that way, like, someone just happens to also be dealing with that, that's interesting. But if it's, like, this IBS queen is a super, like, I don't know. It's, like, it can't be that at the forefront, or else it's comical.
It seems,
so that's the issue.
It seems very pandery and comical, yes, because it includes lines like, you have ulcerative colitis, Datawave. You know how to deal with pressure.
Like, yeah, that's ridiculous. But also, like, when you're saying, like, yeah, like, if they're an ethnicity that you share, that's awesome. You would love, like, if you don't see a lot of superheroes like you, it's awesome if there's, like, a black Spider-Man, but you don't want the Spider-Man to constantly be talking about how he's black.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want them constantly to be bringing up what they're representing. So, yeah, too heavy-handed.
Sometimes you have to do more than find relief from symptoms. It's like your colitis. You have to face it head on. Other advice from your fearless leader.
That's great.
This one. When my brother got sick with Crohn's disease, it's like the whole world turned against him. Is it?
You know what? I don't have Crohn's disease, but that does seem... I mean, I think it really makes your life all fucked up, but the whole world turning against him? I don't know, but I don't have Crohn's disease, so can I speak to that? I don't know.
And again, I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but is the world not having a toilet around every corner the world turning against you?
I would say it's the world not... Yeah, the world not really caring for you, but turning against you is very, like, malicious.
Where negligence is different than abuse.
Yeah, it's not actively malicious.
I used to dream of this kind of travel, but I was afraid with my Crohn's to move outside of my safety net. Because...
I would hate... Crohn's disease sounds fucked. But yeah, exactly. I don't think the world is maliciously turning against you.
I forget exactly where they end up when that happens, but the big boss battle takes place at some sort of ancient ruins.
Oh.
Anyway. That's the end of me talking about some brand and comic book crossovers.
That was sad. An interesting episode, but sad content.
So you think it would be cool if Wonder Woman... had an irritable bowel disease.
Yeah. But it only came up every once in a while. Not that every day she was like, let's talk about my IBS.
Yeah, if they're like, we gotta go save Jupiter. And she's like, I'm going to hold back on this one.
Or if, like, she had to change her costume and it wasn't so form-fitting. And they were like, Wonder Woman, why'd you change your costume? She's like, I need to leave room for bloat.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So something like that. That's it.
What about orange juice? If a superhero had to endorse orange juice rather than them creating one. I could see Cyclops doing that. Being like, oh, my energy blasts are even stronger because of this orange juice. He's a nerd.
Yeah, I was going to say a word that didn't actually apply, but the words "he's such a cuck" almost came from my mouth, but that's not appropriate.
It kind of is with the Wolverine relationship.
Yeah, you know, yeah, he's such a cuck. He would endorse orange juice. No, but I'm back to just wanting it to be a vampiric orange in a cape who mm-hmm. teams up with Vampirella. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Were there any others? What else was there? Oh, the pharmaceutical one could fuck itself. But
the milk one. Anybody could use the milk one.
I feel like all of them could use
Captain America
Cyclops.
Most of all, though.
Yeah, oh, you're right. Oh, 100% Captain yeah. America. the pharmaceutical one, I don't know. I almost feel like Iron Man in a way. I'm not going to articulate further.
And the seasonal allergy thing I thought was actually kind of cute with Poison Ivy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah. Was there any other that I'm missing? Oh, Snickers.
And then the Colonel kind of just had his own comics.
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
But again, I just like, why can't there just be a what if?
The Snickers would be fun. Here's where I want to see Snickers.
Mm-hmm.
In an X-Men comic,
mm-hmm.
when Wolverine goes on one of his like emotional, like no, not when he goes feral,
okay.
but when he just like goes to walk out of a meeting or something like that because he's mad that they're not doing what he wants to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I could see everybody on the team just throws a Snickers at him at the same time, and he gets hit with like 9 Snickers.
Okay, I like that.
And they go, "You're kind of a diva when you're hungry."
I like that, but I want to go to when he's feral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say, I will take almost any of these product placements in an Archie comic, and it would seem less jarring.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they're not doing that. I mean, honestly, I feel like Archie teaming up with Colonel Sanders is coming any day now, because Archie has teamed up with everyone.
Yeah. What about, like, it would rock Riverdale if Jughead had IBD.
Oh, yeah. Also, by the way, I'm sorry, obvious Jughead and the Snickers, like, so obvious, or Jughead and Colonel Sanders, but yeah. Oh, man, that would be, you know what? Yeah, that would be meaningful to me. As someone who also has IBS. To see Jughead struggling with that. Or lactose intolerance. Because he loves them cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Pete, didn't want to make it about me, but didn't even tell you this off air. It looks like I've developed violent lactose intolerance in the last few months because my life just wants me to die. I didn't mention that to you, but something else is brewing in my stomach problems, and it seems to be lactose intolerance times 10. So, yep, I want to see that. I want to see Jughead with that. Yep.
I feel like he's also a shake guy, too, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. The whole Riverdale crew is milkshakes out the ass.
Quite literally at this point.
Or, like, Veronica dealing with lactose intolerance, because she's such an elegant woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that would be more interesting.
Let's get some flex. Let's get some flex. Let's get some flex.
So, Marissa, before we close out the episode, do you have any plugs that you would like to make at this point?
I'm going to plug, it's almost the Christmas season, so I'm just going to plug the Christmas movie that I still feel like not enough people know about, which is Christmas with the Campbells.
Oh, okay.
What were you thinking I was going to say?
I thought you were going to go with the anime giant Toblerone one.
Oh, fuck, I forgot. I forget. Oh, fuck. I'll plug that next week. I'll double down on what I'm saying. Well, not next week. Whenever we record again. yeah, shit. No, but I'm going to just plug Christmas at the Campbells. Cause I remember last year I like put it on my Instagram and everyone was like, what the shit is that? And I was like, why am I the only one who knows this movie exists? Which is just such a weird, a tonally odd movie because it's like funny, but it's so like, it's just weird. It's basically, if you're not familiar with it,
it's like a weirdly raunchy
Lifetime
Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And because it's so tonally weird, you're like, huh? Like, it makes it more uncomfortable. And
yeah, the people in it don't respond to the crude humor.
Yeah.
Like, the actors don't respond to it like it doesn't belong there. And so, yeah, you're very confused while you watch it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it has Justin Long, who is just fucking weird and everything.
Yeah.
Christmas with the Campbells, if you're looking for a new Christmas movie you haven't seen before, I think it might be on Hulu. Regardless, it's streaming free at one of the heavy hitters. It's one of my favorites. But yeah, I recommend it to people, and then I never hear back, and I have a feeling that it makes them uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yep. So, how about you?
I know one that is on Hulu right now, also with Justin Long, also with Christmas, is It's a Wonderful Knife.
And Marissa, yeah, I can't watch that.
I don't think that you can watch this, yeah, but other people...
I know, it caught my eye.
You can. I wanted to promote our Patreon at the end, because this month, for Pete Ruins a Movie, I wanted to do something else, but I didn't get the chance to. I'm sorry. So, I'm ruining the movie Cellar Door for you.
Yeah, oh, I can't wait to hear it, even though you already... ruined the main part.
Yeah, I ruined it for Marissa in one line.
Yeah.
And I was going to do that for the episode. I was just going to say the one
you
thing
should.
And then leave it empty for the next 20 minutes.
That's all everyone needs to know.
Yeah. So you could join our Patreon for as low as $1 a month. Now, another thing that we could do on Patreon is we could actually like sell that particular post for a dollar. But you can get so much more if you just sign up for a dollar a month.
Yeah. I actually got confused with what you just said.
Yeah, me too.
But I'll accept it. That's a good plug. Our Patreon has lots of content. I don't have anything else. I'm trying to think of something. I have nothing else. I already did a plug. Guys, you can call us at 570-PODWAD1, just for whatever. Or you could email us at
YallHeardPod@gmail.com.
And as always, feel free to slide into my DMs at any time at RissVandal on Instagram. Also, mini plug, if you just go to my bio, you could check out my Substacks if you ever have this desire to. Guys, thanks for listening.
I also forgot in my plug to tell you that it's patreon.com/YallHeard.
Oh, so yeah, I'm in another world. Thanks for listening and stay safe out there and keep your head up, guys. Bye.
And we're thankful for you. Bye.
Yeah, bye.